This Fred and Jeff Show podcast is brought to you by Five Star Pest Control, Anthony's Cigar Emporium, and Arizona Party Rental.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson. Hola, Tucson.
And we are talking about the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so wonderful.
While our allergies eat us alive.
Man, my throat is just killing
me. Yikes.
So we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com, where you can actually hear other broadcasts that are much clearer than this one.
Right.
Visit us or follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. But Jeffrey, you love talking about some kind of Google Apper duper thing.
Okay, Mr. iPod. It's called Beyond Podcast. It's a app for anyone that's got a phone that's run by Google. Beyond Podcast. So you can get all the Fred and Jeff Show podcasts on your phone, and it doesn't have to be an iPhone.
That's very sweet.
So there you have it.
Well, it's ironic because our beloved Uncle Jimmy is Mr. Apple.
Jimmy Carter.
And his lovely,
no relation.
And his lovely wife, our aunt, they've been absorbed by the collective.
That's correct.
And everything Apple, and I never was an Apple person until I got an iPad, and I enjoy it.
Good. So, but Fred, this is not the tech hour.
Oh, it's not? Well, I had an issue with my hard drive. I can't talk about that right now.
No, you better call the guru guy, computer guru guy.
All right. So anyways, this is the Fred and Jeff Show. We welcome you to this beautiful Sunday morning. As we like to do first thing up, we have a bunch of community calendar kind of stuff. We actually need one more person. Jeffrey, one person.
Stop asking.
To fill out our...
Caitlin, what are you doing for the Arizona Cancer Beat Cancer Challenge?
Beat Cancer Boot Camp Challenge.
I thought we were recruiting the boss, Michael Keith, for that.
What happened?
Oh, I told her. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I've got to get Michael.
There you have it.
All right, so this is...
Okay, but if Michael doesn't come, Caitlin, you're on, right?
Yeah, you are.
What's the date?
Whatever it is, you're going to be there.
I'm pretty sure I have plans that day, but I'll check the calendar.
Yeah. Oh, it's March 17th.
That's the St. Patrick's Day parade.
I mean, it's the 16th. I'm sorry.
I'll check my calendar.
All right. So March.
Can you check it now so we can stop asking people if
all
they
right,
would.
March.
It's like we're begging people.
No, just people want to crawl through a mud pit with us. They can, send me an email at fred@friendjeff.com, and they can crawl through mud with the rest of us. But on Saturday, March 16th, is the Beat Cancer Boot Camp Challenge. It's a 5K obstacle course, and the obstacles have been created by law enforcement agencies across the region, by folks over at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, Border Patrol. So this is going to be a fun challenge. And last year, we carried hose. We climbed up.
You carried hose.
Oh, I carried hose. I climbed up a sheer face of a cliff using only a rope and my guile. Went through sand traps, I don't know, all sorts of stuff. But it's a great time. It supports the Beat Cancer Boot Camp program. And it is March 16th at 7:30 a.m. at Brittany Fenton Park. For more information, go to beatcancerbootcamp.com. And also, if you go to friendjeff.com, you will see links to all these events on our website. So,
well, don't forget the Tucson Festival of Bugs.
Is that this? That's this coming weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tucson, that is correct.
Yeah, Bill Viner and Lydia Millett were on last week.
Right.
Talking about the big festival.
Yeah, folks, if you missed the show last week with Lydia Millett, I think it was one of our best. We really had a good conversation.
It's the only show of the year that Jeffrey actually preps for.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
I prepped today.
What did you do today?
Rang a bell.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. All right, but yeah, the Festival of Books is coming up. The Copa Room, the Angel Charity Poker Casino and Sports Book is coming up on April 12th.
Yes.
And there's actually sponsorship opportunities. If your company wants to sponsor some of these things, they have a lounge sponsor, entertainment sponsor, cigar sponsor, horseshoe food sponsor. So
They're pitching shoes out there?
Yeah, they are. They're pitching shoes and pitching woo. At the casino. At
don't,
the Cope,
don't laugh at him,
at
please.
The Copa
You're
Room.
You're just egging him on.
Angel Charity, and his poker, goofy casino, and sportbook. So
pitching
that's,
shoes and pitching woo.
That is April 12th. For more information, go to angelcharity.org. O-R-G. Also, my favorite, one of my favorite things to torture Jeffrey with is the Derby Brats have a interstate tournament coming up on March 16th and 17th. They're going to be teams, let's see, the Tucson Saddle Brats, which are our home team, the Phoenix Derby Brats, the San Fernando Valley Brats, the Las Cruces Minor Threat, and the Rocky Mountain Roller Punks will be rolling at the Tucson Roller Derby Rec House on East Valencia Road. Again, go to fredandjeff.com for more information on the Derby Brats and their tournament. It's your turn, Jeff.
No.
Okay, so on the side of the break.
Wait a minute. Nothing else is going on in town?
Oh, well,
you know, weather's gorgeous.
You know, I thought we made a conscious decision to stop doing a whole lot of, because we could go on for hours and hours and hours about the events going on in Tucson.
Right.
And our guests, some of our guests are going to be talking about some events coming
up. Oh, good point.
This month.
Yes.
But we want people to go to fredandjeff.com, click on the upcoming events button. And we have links to all sorts of stuff going on in Tucson and Southern Arizona.
And folks, remember, the way to make your community a better place to live is to get out and meet your neighbor.
Have some fun doing it.
Absolutely. Get out and meet your neighbors because they're who make Tucson a great place to live.
Cool. So on the other side of the break, we'll be talking to one of our favorite regular guests.
I think it's our favorite regular guest.
Well, it's our only regular guest. We don't have that many friends, Caitlin, so you're it.
Thank you. We might have to have an intervention later. Did you hear that, Mom? Okay, we'll be right back with more on the Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we are back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're talking about the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
Yes, they are, Frederick.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Go to Beyond Podcast. Some weird thing that my brother's, you know, enamored with. And also subscribe to this program on iTunes. Now, this is far and away the time of the month when we have a great time because we get to celebrate.
I thought you were going to say this is by far and away the time of the month that you get crabby and get cramps.
That's sexist, Jeffrey.
You're right. I'm sorry, Fred.
You know, as long as I've known you,
yes,
and the movies that we've watched together for eons,
yes,
I can't believe you didn't know the appropriate response to my statement.
Say it again.
That's sexist.
Okay, I don't get it. What is the appropriate response?
What's wrong with being sexy?
Where's that from?
Spinal Tap.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Anyhow.
I'll have to crank it up to 11 now to catch up with you.
Yeah, there you go. So we are talking about our one. Well, this is. I'm just going to lay it out there. This is our favorite spot in the community, downtown Tucson.
Downtown.
Yeah. We'll hear that
when
later.
When you are sad and you want to go somewhere to see a lot of folks go
downtown.
And right. With us today is our friend.
Our only friend. Caitlin Jensen.
Yes.
Hey, guys. Thank you
fabulous
so much.
Caitlin Jensen. How are you doing, Caitlin?
I'm okay. I'm a little allergy problem here, but other
you
than
too?
That.
It's all of us.
Everybody.
What's the deal?
Everybody.
These sharp changes in the weather patterns, I think, mess with our constitutions.
It's been a little crazy, but it's beautiful now. It's just the perfect time to go out and, what do you think?
Party
explore downtown Tucson.
That's right.
Love it.
Yeah, absolutely. We have so much happening. I know I always say that, but it really feels like, you know, we just have so much happening in downtown right
now. But you kind of always do.
We always do. And, you know, if you go to our website, the Downtown Tucson Partnerships website, which is downtowntucson.org, right there, there's an event calendar with listings that have hundreds, literally hundreds of events.
Literally.
Just literally hundreds of events.
You just go to the calendar events page?
Just go to the calendar of events page.
Literally. Something
literally,
every day.
Hundreds of events. There is something every day.
No, I'm serious. I'm looking at it on my phone right now. Do you guys have an app?
We do. We have a phone. We have a phone mobile site, actually. So just go direct your browser on your smartphone to downtowntucson.org. That'll take you to all of the great dining options, retail.
Love it.
Navigate you directly to parking so you don't have to even worry about finding one of the 15,000 parking spaces in downtown.
Dining, and shopping,
yeah,
events,
the dining
and parking.
Options have been increasing lately.
Massively.
Thunder Canyon Brewery.
I just finally had lunch there. It was amazing.
Oh, it's cavernous.
It's
but
huge.
It's packed.
Okay,
it's 7,000 square feet.
Time out. What is going on with your vocabulary today, Fred?
What?
Cavernous, constitution. I mean, you're rolling out some 50-cent words.
You know, some people were in the studio before us, and we were talking about the fact that we were South Point alum.
Oh, okay.
So it made me
think. Now you're trying to prove it?
Now I'm trying to prove it.
So did you study the C in the dictionary today? Was that everything under C?
C is for Catholic.
Okay, there
and
you go.
Cat. Okay, sorry.
P is for
Pope. I'm stunned. I can't.
It's impressive.
It is impressive.
We should celebrate our smart.
My older brother Fred is very impressive.
You know what's more impressive is that I'm using the words correctly.
Yeah. We had a family relative, and he would talk to you, and he would try to use these 50-cent words that would mean something completely different.
That's kind of fun, though.
So when he went to say, you know, how's your constitution? You don't look too good? He goes, how's your combustible? You don't look too good. And you're like, okay, clearly that's not what he meant, but go with it.
You know, my mom has this great ability to combine two 50-cent words into one that actually, used in context, makes even more sense than anything would have in that. She just coins a new word.
Give us an example.
I can't think of one. I've been trying to think of one.
Let's get her on the phone.
But, okay.
Call your mom now.
Yeah.
I don't think she would do it. If she's conscious of it, she wouldn't be able to do it.
Now, would these words be legal in Scrabble?
No, absolutely not.
Got it.
I don't even think they're legal in English.
All right, but there are legal things we can do downtown.
Downtown.
There are tons of great things we can do downtown, which is why I'm here, I think.
Yeah, partially.
We're allowing Jeffrey
mostly
to like
it's just
hijack
a good time.
These bunny trails, so.
So, Thunder Canyon, yes, is fantastic. They have amazing beer. I had a black bean burger that was just, it was perfect. Some green chilies.
A black
chilies.
Bean burger?
Yes.
Triple B, huh?
Oh, it was good.
That's a vegetarian burger?
It was really
burger?
Good with beer.
Black bean burger with beer?
Absolutely.
That could be a tongue twister.
Yeah, it could. That could be the trivia question.
Yeah, how many black bean burgers with beer at the Barrio have you had?
At Barrio? I've actually had a black bean burger at Barrio with a beer.
Really?
I have.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Isn't it? It was. It was
and
beautiful.
And bodacious.
And all
and they have all sorts of craft beer. Like they have like dozens of beer on tap.
Yeah, they have all of their locally brewed beer, but then they have a ton of additional beer, some stuff that I'd never heard of, never tried. I'll just have to keep going back.
How'd you feel the next day?
I was fine.
Were you? You tried all that
fine.
Beer, all those different types?
And... I'm a good, responsible woman. I only tried the one beer.
And you have a stout constitution.
I do. Or I did after the stout.
Very good. So what else is cooking downtown?
Well, of course, this weekend is Second Saturdays. We have a very international Second Saturdays.
Ooh, wait a second. Not it's back in Congress, right?
Kind of, mostly.
Partially.
It's a very international Second Saturdays. How's that?
That's cool.
The great appeal this time around. Of course, Second Saturdays is the second Saturday of every month. It's an incredibly family-friendly event. This month, we have Odaiko Sonora, which is Japanese ensemble drumming. Fantastic.
No way.
That stuff is great.
That's awesome.
It's wonderful. That's absolutely
awesome.
Beautiful. Gertie and the T.O. Boys. And they're doing, I know I'm going to mispronounce this, Wala music.
Wala?
Wala.
From like Walla Walla, Washington?
No, it's a music that's developed by the Tohono O'odham people.
No way.
Yeah, it's really cool. It evolved out of acoustic fiddle bands in southern Arizona and across the Sonoran Desert. It's kind of embraces polka.
Wait. Native American polka music?
So it's an interpretation of Norteño, which is in itself an interpretation of polka.
Love it.
Isn't this awesome?
Awesome.
So you can't miss
Maybe
this.
We could play some of that going into the break.
Can you find some?
We're going to try.
All right.
You know, and what's crazy is all this is right here on the fringe of the Fringe Festival.
I know. Fringe Festival today is the last day over at Hotel Congress. There's still some time to get over there. I was there last night.
Ooh.
Amazing. Great shows. Great people. This is stuff that you really can't see anywhere else in Tucson. And Tucson's only one of a few places that has a Fringe Festival.
And now, it's crazy fun.
It's crazy fun.
What is a Fringe Festival?
It's on the fringe. It's unjuried, uncensored art. So it's a lot of performance art, theater. Last night there was an interpretation of the works of Floyd Tillman.
Oh, so, Floyd.
Yeah.
That guy still owes me $20.
Should have told me earlier.
Everyone owes me $20. That's cool, man. So that was well attended.
So that was really well attended. It was a lot of fun. That's still going on today at Hotel Congress. So
very fun.
Head on over there. I think it's like $5. See a great show. Why
good
not?
Times. Yeah, it's really
good
cool.
Times.
Good
what
times.
What else you got cooking downtown?
Oh, well, next weekend. That's the St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown Tucson.
I go down to St. Patrick's Day and do it,
You can enjoy your beer over at Barrio Brewery or Thunder Canyon
and a black bean burger. I won't be having a black bean burger. I might be having some of that corned beef and cabbage. What do you think there, Freddie?
You know, everyone who comes from Ireland to visit Tucson, because we have a sister city relationship with those guys, they're like, we don't eat this stuff in Ireland.
We eat it for them. It's okay.
Yeah, we eat plenty of it, too.
Yeah, it's actually the peasant food that was eaten by the Irish immigrants when they came to America.
That's the fun Irish history hour.
Well, there are food vendors at the St. Patrick's Day Parade next weekend. That's March 17th at Armory Park. The parade route is going to go up 14th Street to Stone to Ochoa, over to Scott Avenue to 12th, down 6th, and then it ends over at Armory Park. There's going to be food vendors, merchandise vendors, Irish organizations, ethnic and cultural tables, all kinds of great stuff, all at Armory Park.
The Hibernians will be walking around.
Yeah, see, I have an interesting bet for you, Jeffrey. I want to see if the same number of people who start the parade end the parade, because I know the Hibernians will be loaded halfway through, and they'll just fall out and sit down somewhere.
What will
on
they
the
be
route.
Loaded with?
Most likely Guinness.
Beautiful.
So we should have like some kind of bet, seeing the number of entries that they're the same when they start as when they get to the finish line.
And well, you have to take the Hibernians out though, because they
No, they're my handicap right there.
There you go. So Fred, are you going to be in the Redhead Parade again this year?
I have no red hair. I have no hair to be in any parade.
They shouldn't discriminate, though. It's okay.
Yes, Fred. That's sexist.
What's wrong with being sexist?
There you go. All right. Lots of good things going on downtown this month.
Lots of great things. I wanted just one more. March 24th is the festival in the barrio with our favorite Calexico.
Calexico.
Ooh, of course.
Love. Calexico.
I think it's a requirement. If you live in Tucson, you have to love Calexico.
Yeah, but they're not from Tucson.
Because they live here.
They live here.
Well, they live here.
They live here. They used to live around the corner from me.
If they're not, I'm not saying I don't like Calexico. I like their music. I absolutely do.
They make their home here.
Then I like them more.
Yes, absolutely. They chose to come to Tucson.
Choosers are good.
Absolutely.
Good. Good, yes. Good.
So that's March 24th.
That'll be good times.
That's going to be a lot of fun. It's not just Calexico. There's what? 7, 8, 10 bands. You know how it is over there.
So
it's a lot of fun.
Crazy. Have you booked the Ojo Rojos?
I don't know. We're not booking it.
Oh, who's booking it?
We're not booking it. I don't know, but I will give a call in because I've heard about these Ojo Rojos.
Ojo Rojos, yeah.
Didn't they have a big hit once?
They did.
Which one? What was that again?
Debbie No. Debbie No by the Ojo Rojos.
Yeah, you're not, you don't know anybody with them, do you? Can you get a set up there?
I don't know, Fred. What do you think?
They're disbanded. The band members don't even talk to each other anymore.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty true.
That's back in Fred's band days. Fred had a band.
I would love to see this.
You know, this was before the days of like cameras on your phone and all that. So we used to be able to get away with a lot more.
That's a shame.
It's true. No, it's
the
better.
The good times. The good times that we will miss.
Yes, as my Hawaiian friends would say, it's more better.
It is more better.
Yes.
Essentially,
you don't miss those times. You just get to embellish, and there's no proof either way.
That's why it's more better.
Exactly.
Well, Caitlin, thanks a bunch for coming on the show and
telling
us about what's going on downtown. And folks, remember, because there's no way you could have possibly gotten all this stuff, written it down, or or, you know, or applied it to your memory like Fred has, go to downtowntucson.org and hit the events button or the dining button or the shopping button or the parking button. Check it out. It's a great place to go when you're looking for something fun to do. Fred?
Well, you know, we do need to give away some roses.
Now?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Because we haven't given away roses in a while. So the first person to email me at fred@friendjeff.com and tell us about the fabulous meal that Caitlin had at Barrio.
No. Thunder Canyon. Yeah, you had the black bean burger at Thunder Canyon, right?
I did.
With a beer.
Yeah. With
a beer.
What? Yeah.
With a beverage.
Adult libation.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have a B, though.
Oh, okay.
There is a B in there.
Beverage, adult libation. Okay, there you go.
There you go.
So, folks, send Fred an email at fred@fredandjeff.com, and you'll get a dozen roses from Mayfield Florist. And stick around, because we'll be right back with more on The Fred and Jeff Show. The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so wonderful. And Jeffrey...
What?
I forgot something during the first segment.
Well, we were talking to Caitlin Jensen from the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
The other first segment.
Where you were telling me about the roller derby brats?
Yeah, that's right. Periodically, I wouldn't say I'm a regular attender, but a frequent attender of Meet Me at Maynard's downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is every Monday. But this coming Wednesday
yes.
is the first year anniversary of Meet Me at La Encantada.
Ooh.
Which is sort of a spinoff of Meet Me at Maynard's. So they're going to be celebrating their first anniversary at La Encantada. There's going to be, what are those things when you go out and look for things?
A scavenger hunt?
There's going to be a scavenger hunt.
Yes.
And all sorts of fun events at Meet Me at La Encantada this Wednesday to celebrate the first anniversary. So I told the wonderful, vivacious, lovely Jenny Cox that I would get that out there this week.
Well, okay.
So I just did.
Good job.
So we want people to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you could subscribe to the show at iTunes and actually download it from Beyond Podcast as well. So we were talking to the lovely Caitlin Jensen from the Downtown Tucson Partnership. And, you know, this is sort of our downtown show. And one of the more recent neighbors in downtown.
Tenants?
Neighbor is Ben's Bells. And Ben's Bells, actually, their home is off of University Boulevard. But they're in the Charles O. Brown House on Broadway. And they're showing love and kindness in the heart of our city. And that's pretty sweet. So with us is Jeanette Murray, who is Ben's mom and the executive director of Ben's Bells. Welcome, Jeanette. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and we just found out during the break that you're the little sis of one of our good friends.
That's right. You know my brother, Carl.
Yeah, Carl's a great guy.
What a good
Carl
guy, huh?
Owes me $20.
He probably does.
I'll get it for you.
No. So Ben's Bells, tell us, what's the genesis of Ben's Bells?
Well, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary this year. So 11 years ago, my son Ben died. And he died very suddenly and very unexpectedly. And my family was just thrust into this incredible grief. And we were just very taken and affected by how much kindness, simple kindness, did for us during that time while we were grieving so hard. That, you know, nobody could fix us or make us better. And that's not even what was supposed to happen. But when people offered us kindness, it like gave us the holding up that we needed to keep moving forward through the grief. And so we started Ben's Bells as a way to sort of talk about kindness and the power of kindness and celebrate kindness and encourage kindness, because we knew that what seemed like seemed so simple, like things like having a door held open and that sort of thing, they seem so simple and maybe even insignificant. We wanted to sort of shine a light on how important these acts are, and that each of these little individual acts sort of creates that safety net that holds us up as humans when we're having a hard time. So we came up with this idea for Ben's Bells, and Ben's Bells are these beautiful ceramic wind chimes, and they're special because the pieces of them are made by people all over the community. So we work with, you know, school kids and business people, and we work in the prisons, and we have, you know, now we have two public studios that are open 5 days a week. And so by the time one Ben's Bell is finished, at least 10 different people have worked on it.
Now, when you say public studio, what does that mean?
It means we have two locations in Tucson that are open 5 days a week where people can just come and hang out and work on Ben's Bells. So people come in groups, people have birthday parties there, people bring dates, people do all, you know, you just come and you help work on making Ben's Bells, and it doesn't require any artistic ability, which is really cool. And that you know that the work that you're doing is going outside of yourself. And so what we do with these bells is we hang them randomly for people just to find. So you might be, you know, walking around, walking your dog in the park or something, and see one hanging from a tree. It says, it has a tag on it that says, you've found a Ben's Bell, take it home and remember to spread kindness.
Very cool.
this is what we did on the first anniversary of Ben's death, is we hung 400 bells randomly for people to find. And this was sort of just something we did to honor him. But what happened was the people that found the bells emailed us and called with stories about what the bells meant to them.
How did they know how to find you?
Because we put a website on the tag.
Okay.
So we put bensbells.org on the tag, sort of not knowing what would happen.
Did you think that you'd be doing this now?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
It was a one and done, remember Ben.
Right.
And then people were so enamored with what they meant.
Well, right. And people had a story. So for me, Ben's Bells was about Ben and my family and coming together. And it was helpful for us to sort of commune in that way and celebrate him. But for everybody who found a bell, it was about them and whatever they were going through. So we realized that we had something that people could get their hands on that could serve as sort of a way to commune with each other. And then to put them out into the world for people to find. It just sort of reminds us of those connections. And it helped us have a platform for talking about kindness more. And so it grew and grew. Now we've hung out over 30,000 of them.
Wow. 30,000?
Yeah, over 30,000. And we have all kinds of programming that has blossomed out of the bells.
Now, is that 30,000 bells here in Tucson?
Most in Tucson, but all over the country now. So we're working all over the country. We have 8 different communities around the country who are actually producing and hanging Ben's Bells in their own areas. So, yes, it's growing and growing and growing. But the sort of most exciting thing about all of this to me is that we're doing a lot of kindness education. Because one thing people used to think, the scientists used to think, that kindness was sort of a personality trait, that you have it or you don't have it. Hmm. But one thing we know for sure now is that kindness is teachable. And that you can, it's a skill that can be practiced and learned, and or learned and practiced. And that we can really help people get better at this, and that kindness skills, dealing with people skills, are vital for our success, you know, as humans, and our support, being able to support each other as humans. And so we, our kindness education programs have exploded around Tucson and now across the country.
Now, before we get into that, I want to take a step back because I hope you can remember some of the stories from 9, 10 years ago.
I can.
When you hung those bells.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, I think a lot of people, when they listen to the show, they like hearing stories, you know, the anecdotal stuff. And so what were some of the things that when people found these bells and started contacting you, what were some of the stories that sort of touched you and made you think that, you know, we have something?
Yeah, you're on the right track.
Yeah. There are so many, and there still are so many. We get them continuously now. We get the stories. Early on, I remember, early on, I hung one, and I, like, hid and watched it get found. So that was totally thrilling. I still do that sometimes.
And what happened? They saw, and they looked around.
That's exactly what they did.
Looking for a camera or something.
Right. They think they're stealing,
right.
And then they read the tag, and they realize they get to keep it, and they get so excited about it. And so I've actually seen it happen many times. But one story that's particularly poignant, and, you know, some of the stories are absolutely tragic and, you know, incredibly emotional, you know, that I related to about other people whose children had died.
Oh,
and
sure.
This one in particular was a a teenage girl was in hospice, and her parents were in hospice with her, their daughter, and she was dying. And the mom actually went out of the hospice room to needed to get outside and reflect, and found a Benz Bell out on the tree, and brought it in and hung it on her IV pole. And the Benz Bell ended up being a very significant symbol to them through her hospice process and into her her death. And so that one is obviously just, you know, incredibly moving.
Right.
But we also got a lot of stories about, you know, a college student who was just, you know, feeling sorry for themselves, and they, you know, studying too hard and cranky and blah, blah. And then they found one, and it really put things into perspective for them, helped them find some gratitude, helped them realize, man, what am I complaining about here? I get to go to college. I get to do this. You know, this is, it just helps people shift and bring them back to what's really, really important. And
right.
that is community and connection and kindness. And so what we found is that Benz Bells are just incredibly symbolic, and that they're just, that the message, the be kind message, is just a good reminder to keep out there every day as we learn to be better at this, as we practice kindness every day.
And now, we should.
Yeah.
We should absolutely practice kindness every day.
Now, you know, it's very interesting that you're talking about how scientists felt that kindness was a personality trait. Jeff and I interviewed about a year or so ago a guy named Roku Belloc.
Roku Belloc, yeah.
And he did a movie called Happy.
I love that movie. I was just going to say,
yeah,
definitely
a
related.
Great guy.
Right.
And the funny thing that he was talking about during that interview was that scientists, they study depression, they study all these personality disorders, but nobody thought to study, or when people would suggest, well, let's study happiness. You know, the
right.
the opposite of depression. And they're like, oh, you can't study happiness. And well, and the response back was, the pushback was, well, we can study depression. We can study unhappiness. Being unhappy, why can't we study being happy?
Absolutely.
And the end of the story, though, is that happiness is derived by significant long-term relationships. And how do
and
you start?
Engage in, with
yeah, and you
people.
That a lot
community.
Of it is our choice.
Right.
Exactly.
And how do you start that? You choose to be kind. And that is what starts a relationship.
Absolutely.
So you really are on the forefront of helping people maintain and establish these long-term relationships that builds happiness.
Well, absolutely. Kindness is a necessary
Key
ingredient
component.
For good relationships.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And it's very connecting. But it's also difficult sometimes, kindness, because kindness requires connecting. And connecting is, you know, makes you have to be vulnerable, and it
you, have to
you
take
can be
risks.
Right, exactly. So, what I love about the movie Happy is it tells us that a great portion of our happiness is under our own control, and that's what we talk about at Benz Bells. We talk about intentional kindness. We talk about intentional kindness because it is our choice. And sometimes we feel like, you know, I think we get really culturally conditioned into thinking, you know, I have to react this way, or somebody cuts me off in traffic, I have to gesture rudely at them. You know, I mean, and it's really not. It's really nice to remember that, oh, no, I get to choose it. And that's a skill you can practice.
Absolutely.
And so to empower children with this is incredible, because they then, I mean, that's really our ultimate power. There's so much we can't control. This is something we actually can control.
We have to take a break right now.
Yeah.
And when we come back, I want to talk more about how you guys are helping empower children in
sure.
our community
Great.
To be kind and be happy.
Sounds good.
So, folks, stick around. We'll be right back. Here on the Friend Jeff Show.
You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Or just shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness. Narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded streets.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronsted Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so wonderful. And Jeffrey...
What? So gosh darn wonderful,
so
Fred.
So gosh darn wonderful.
So gosh darn wonderful.
Gosh darn. And we want people to visit us at fredandjeff.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to us on iTunes, and now I have to add... listen or do whatever it is you do with Beyond
Fred,
Podcast.
Why won't you be kind to me? Just add that one little part about the Beyond Podcast. So why is it so hard for you to be kind to your little brother?
It's
been this way for 50 years now, right?
Almost 50 years. No, almost 49 years.
Okay.
Because I had a year without you, which was bliss.
Here we go.
Okay. So
here we go.
So what do people do with Beyond Podcast?
They download the podcast, Fred and Jeff Podcast.
Can they subscribe?
Sure.
Okay, then subscribe to Beyond Podcast.
Subscribe on iTunes or Beyond Podcast.
There you go. So I'll just make a little note here. Be kind to Jeff and add Beyond Podcast.
I'm gonna get you full of tequila one night and drag you down to some place and have that tattooed on your arm. Be kind to Jeff.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. So we have been talking. So because, you know, Jeff likes to... I don't know. What's good?
Boy, the vocabulary's ditched you the last half hour, hasn't it?
Yeah, the South Point quotient has left the room.
So we're here today.
No, we're here with Jeanette Murray from Ben's Bells.
Right.
She's the executive director and Ben's mom.
Yes.
And before the break, we were talking about kindness and how it's actually a choice that people can make. And we're spending a lot of time, Ben's Bells is spending a lot of time trying to educate people about that.
Kids specifically.
Kids, but the reason I think that our programming is successful is that we're not just focusing on kids, we're focusing community-wide, so that the lessons that kids are getting at school are being reinforced throughout the community.
Give us an idea of these lessons.
For example, there are a lot of different things you can learn about kindness, but just the first step is just the awareness that kindness is something that we all believe is important. And because of science now, that's really hard to argue, because science proves that kindness is good for our health, kindness is good for relationships, kindness is, you know, it's a real strength characteristic. It's not a weakness. So we sort of are going on the assumption that kindness is good for us. And then we can, there's a lot of practicing and reinforcing that can happen in schools. And so we have a program called Kind Kids for elementary schools and one called Kind Campus for middle schools, high schools, and college campuses, where we actually provide them, the schools, ways to infuse the messaging throughout their campuses. So one of the things is just awareness, sort of posting kindness quotes and be kind messages. And that's the idea behind that is, you know, most of us are kind, but we're also stressed out and we put our heads down a lot and we forget that we're connected and we forget to take care of each other. So,
you know, the most amazing thing is, and folks that are listening to the show, I want you to try this. The most amazing thing that you can do on a daily basis is when you're walking past somebody, you don't even know who they are. Just look them in the eye and smile at them.
Exactly.
You don't even have to say a word.
I love that you're saying
this. Just look at somebody and smile and see what the reaction is. Because 99.9% of the time, they will look at you and smile back. And it is such a good feeling.
And they might be slightly surprised that you did that,
well,
right?
Hey,
which is
exactly.
And it's sort of, we at the break, we talked a little bit about when you connect in kindness, it's actually, you're making yourself a little bit vulnerable, which is why sometimes we don't do it and why sometimes it's hard.
Yeah, you're kind of afraid that if you smile at somebody, they look at you like, what the
hell
is your
problem, kid?
They might
reject you,
right?
Yeah. Right. So
but
part
it
of the practice.
Never happens.
I know. It's
and if it does happen,
wonderful.
Say a little prayer for that person because
exactly.
They're really having a bad day.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, what you're saying right now is exactly what we're talking about. It's a practice. It's a practice. Is how do we connect with each other in ways that are comfortable, that's not intruding on people's privacy or personal space, but how can we connect with each other to create this mutually supportive community?
And the smile is so powerful.
Right, and easy.
And easy.
Yeah, and safe.
Easy.
Yeah. So
you're teaching these kids at elementary schools and on college campuses, how to be kind.
Right, and we're giving them tools to practice. So,
awesome.
For example, we have these great little ceramic things that are called kindness coins that are also made by volunteers in our studio. And the idea is you hold on, and they're beautiful. Kids love them. And the idea is you hold on to it for a little bit, and you let it serve as a reminder to be kind. But then if you see somebody doing an act of kindness, you go up to them, right? So first of all, the kids are looking for kindness because they've been sort of instructed, we're going to look for it. Then they see it happening. They actually go and they verbalize it. You know, hey, I saw that kid's backpack dump out and you helped him clean up his papers. I thought that was really kind. And then you give them the kindness coin and then that kid has to hold on to it for a while and then pass it on. So we give all of these ideas for activities and practice and education, and then the schools run with it. And we have over 140 Tucson schools doing it.
You're
and that's
kidding.
70,000 children. 70,000 children. So think about the potential impact. We're calling it Generation Kind, because this could really change people. And then what's happening is the Ben Spells message is also being shared in workplaces. And you know, you guys have seen the green Be Kind sticker on people's car, right?
Yeah.
So around town, and then we honor somebody for their kindness every week, and that's in the newspaper and on TV and on the radio.
Yeah, and
so the message that they're getting at school is constantly being reinforced in the community too, not just at school.
No. Aside from these kids who are obviously touched by you guys during the programs, I think a lot of people in the community just know Ben's Bells through the once a week
belling.
We identify some, or I guess people are nominated.
Right.
Tiana was nominated. Tiana, my wife, won, or was honored with a Ben's Bell, I should say.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that was a couple of years. That was 5-6 years ago.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so she still hangs
that bell
proudly.
It's pretty special to be honored for your kindness. And so we do that at the school level, too. One of the activities is kids nominate each other for a belling. And then the schools are doing school-wide bellings. And we do this in workplaces.
That's
awesome. They're doing, you know, at faculty meetings or at staff meetings at businesses, they're belling somebody. And then, so people, it just changes people's thinking, right?
Perception.
It's like, I'm going to look for the good. I'm going to, right, instead focus on that. And it actually starts to create a culture of kindness. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to create a culture of kindness.
See, and what I think is cool is when you think about whether it's a smile, giving a smile away, or this cool coin that kids get, the difference between being kind, the downside is being selfish. You're not going to say hi to someone. You're going to keep to yourself. You're going to be selfish with your time and your energy. Versus, you know, hey, I have this cool coin, and I really want to keep this cool coin, but I don't want to be selfish.
Right.
I see someone be kind. So you're teaching that.
The letting go.
Yeah,
that
let
the
it
giving
go.
Feels as
feels
good
phenomenal.
As the receiving. Exactly.
So, and speaking of giving, and I got to ask you this question, who's paying for all this stuff? I mean, you guys coming, you and your family paying for all this? You're coming out of pocket to do all this?
Yeah, because Carlos is money.
Teachers,
Carlos would be $20, and so.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it started. It started that way, but this, you know, this thing is way bigger. I mean, just to give you some scale, you know, we have 7 full-time employees at Ben's Bells.
Wow.
Full-time employees that receive benefits. You know, it's a real thing in Tucson now. We're actually creating jobs, which is cool.
They're making the actual
The volunteers are making the actual thing. So
okay.
So last year we had 27,000 volunteer visits.
Wow.
27,000 just in Tucson. So, I mean, we're talking about a lot of people coming, and that sort of leads to your question is how does this thing fund? Well, because we work with so many people and because our mission serves all of us, our fundraising model is a lot of people giving a smaller amount. So we don't depend on a donor who maybe donates $10,000, but rather we depend on a lot of donors who donate $20 or $50 or $100.
Or five.
Or 10. Exactly.
Anything.
Exactly. Because it's sort of supportive of our whole idea that we're in this together. If we work on this together, we can make a real difference for each other. So between individual donation, the other cool thing that we have is a kindness shop, and we have it online, and we have it in our 2 studios in Tucson, where you can actually buy kindness-themed sort of stuff. Like, we make a miniature Ben's Bell that you can buy. We have Be Kind necklaces. We have T-shirts. We have hoodies.
I've seen kids run around with the T-shirts
exactly.
on. Exactly.
Yeah. So it's cool because that promotes our mission, supports our mission. Because what happens if you walk around with a shirt that says Be Kind? It helps remind people.
Sure.
And it also directly supports our programming. So we always say that's shopping you can feel good about. So when people are stuck for something, a gift, I'm not kidding. I mean, we've got some cool like Mother's Day and Easter and stuff coming up. Perfect gifts from Ben's Bell. So people can come into to our shops or order online. And that directly supports our program.
So where are the shops? If people want to come in and visit you guys.
Sure.
Or not only just to buy things, but to volunteer
right.
and help make the bells.
Right. So we have 2 studios. One is at 816 East University, and that's right in Main Gate Square, right by the university.
Geronimo Plaza. Okay.
Yep. One is in there, and the other is 40 West Broadway, right at Broadway and Stone downtown.
So you guys, that's how you fund the whole project? You don't have a big fundraiser,
one annual fundraiser. It's actually coming up. It's called Celebration of Kindness, and it's on April 20th. And it's just a really fun party. It's a blast. It's a $60 ticket price, which is one of the cheapest tickets in town. But it's just a blast. We have a silent auction and live music and great downtown food and beverages.
Where's it going to be?
At our downtown location, 40 West Broadway. So
how many people can you get in there?
We can have 500 people in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have a great... Do you remember the old Adobe restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's where we are. The old Charles Brown house. So super fun. If people wanted to support that event, you know, there's still plenty of time to donate silent auction items and
buy tickets. Can they buy tickets online?
Absolutely. Bensbells.org. They can buy tickets online. And it's a really, really fun time. And again, that's supporting this thing that's going out into the schools and businesses for all of us.
Well, when your little boy passed away, did you ever think a decade later that his legacy would be to spread so much kindness in the world?
Oh, I never, ever, ever could have fathomed this. I really pinch myself every day. I have the most incredible job that I get to go and talk about kindness and support people who are grieving and be in community building. To have a job in community building is such a blessing. And I thank him every single day. And he is leading the charge for me. I depend on him every single day. And I feel his presence very directly because of that. So thank you for bringing him up. I appreciate that you said that.
You know, I mean, he's got quite a legacy.
He's the man behind the project.
Yeah. Absolutely. And yeah. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
You, again, are another example of someone who makes Tucson a great place to live.
Oh, thanks for saying that. I love Tucson. I've been here since 1976.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
All right, folks, please get out and support the Ben's Bells, folks. It's bensbells.org. Come out and support them. You know, $5, $10, $20. Help them out because they do such wonderful things. And Fred, another great show. Thanks, buddy, for manning the microphone over there and bringing your thesaurus today.
My thesaurus? Is that like a Trinosaurus thesaurus?
No, but you know, you and your big 50-cent words. Well, you got something to give away? Maybe
a little craft beer and pizza from 1702?
Yeah.
So the first person, actually, you know what? We're going to work with Jeanette on this. The first person to send Jeanette any kind of donation to Ben's Bells, she's going to let us know. We'll get you a gift certificate to 1702 for some craft beer and pizza.
25 Ooh. Bucks worth. So
I like that. Thank
you. Yeah. All right, folks. Have a great, great week. And please be kind to each other. Get out and meet your neighbor because that's what makes Tucson a great place to live. And we'll see you next week here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now.